This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, now we're ready to start for good. Parshas Toldos. We're continuing our Shir Man Sefer Bereishis that are sponsored by the Zakheim family, Le'iloi Nishmas of Shlomo Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, and Le'iloi Nishmas Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tovia Halevi, the Neshama Shavna Aliyah, be Malitzei Yesharim for their whole family, for Simcha Sanachas, Ad Bias Goyel Tzedek. So I just want to share with you briefly some thoughts on Parshas Toldos. On Monday we mentioned that Yaakov Avinu was born holding on to the heel of Esav. And Tosfos gave really a wondrous explanation for why Yaakov Avinu was holding on to the heel of Esav, and that is because he didn't want to cause tsar to his mother. He says, my mother is giving birth to twins. She's going to have to open up her womb twice. I don't want to cause her any extra distress. So while she's opening up already for Esav, I'll come out holding on to his heel to not to cause extra tsar to my mother. So we look at this act of Yaakov Avinu, and we appreciate that Yaakov Avinu was concerned for the honor of his mother. However, I think that this is a very significant act in the life of Yaakov Avinu. As is known, as we mentioned many times, Yaakov Avinu, Esav HaRasha, is always bolstered by the great merit of the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. That is the great zechus of Esav. In fact, when the Pasuk says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer La, Yaakov Avinu was afraid. He was afraid of Esav's mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. And there's only one sort of pagam in the Kibud Av of Esav, and that is he was not concerned for the honor of his mother. His mother was very disturbed by Esau's behavior. She said, "Katzti b'chayai mibnei b'nois ches." And the only pagam in the great merit of Esav HaRasha was the fact that he was not concerned for the honor of his mother. So Yaakov Avinu, in his very origins, is trying to be oiker the zechus of Esav from its shoyresh, and he's trying to demonstrate, Esav, you don't care about the honor of your mother, but me, from my very inception, I was born showing concern for the honor of my mother. By the way, that is why Yaakov is named Yaakov. He's named Yaakov because he was oichezes ba'akein Esav. That's his very essence. That's how he's oiker the zuchus of Esav HaRasha, like we've mentioned in the past, that in the only encounter between Yosef HaTzadik and Esav, Yosef, of course, is the antidote to Esav. Yosef uproots the merit of Esav by standing in Esav's path so that Esav could not lay his dirty eyes on Rachel Imenu. What Yosef was showing is that you, Esav, may be concerned for Kibud Av, but I'm concerned for Kibud Aim. That's the very name of Yaakov, by the way, and that's the very name of Yosef. The name of Yosef is Asaf Elohim Escher Pasi. Yosef's very essence was covering up the shame of his mother, because he's the Lehava that destroys Esav. Let's move on. Vihine Soimim Bevitna. Rashi says that the word Soimim is spelled Chaser, because here you have one Rasha and one Tzadik, as opposed to by Tamar, she had two tzadikim, so it says Malei Se'oimim with an Aleph. And it struck me, B'siyata D'shmaya, so that means that the Rishus of Esav is alluded to in the missing Aleph. Why is the wickedness of Esav alluded to in the missing Aleph? If one were to try to identify, what is the wickedness of Esav? Is it that he's a murderer? Is it he lived with the Benois Kenan? The Rishus of Esav is he's an Ish Sadeh. He wastes time. Rashi says he's an Ish Adam Batel. He's Batel Menat Torah. And that's the opposite of Yaakov. Yaakov is the Ish Tom Yoshev Oyhalim. We know Aleph represents Torah, like we find in Shabbos. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina, Aleph Chachma, Aleph is Torah. So since here we were dealing with an Esav and a Yaakov, and Esav is Chaser, he's Nishbatel Min HaTorah, therefore that is indicated in the missing Aleph. As my friend Daniel Weinstein sent me a message that somebody, let's see if we can find it, somebody suggests this. This is also found in the Sefer of Reb Shmuel David Walkin. Okay. Next. Vayihi Rav Ba'aretz. There was a famine in the land. Why was there a famine now? Why was there a famine now? So the only thing that happened was that Avram Avinu died. So I thought, well, the same way we know when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, the famine stopped. Maybe when Avram Avinu died, the famine started. And in fact, my friend Daniel Weinstein brought to my attention that the Medrash Lekach Tov says this. But now let's make the following observation. Let's see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates events that from this famine great bracha comes about. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always creates toiva min ha-choshach. And because of the famine, Yitzchak goes to Gerar. And he plants in that land, and he finds Me'ah Sha'arim. And Vayigdal Ho'ish. And he went Haloich V'gadel, Ad Ki Gadamayd. And so Yitzchak became very wealthy through this famine. Moreover, not only did he become wealthy, but he dug wells, and he dug the third well, and the third well is called Rechoivos, which according to the Ramban was the Yesod of the third Beis HaMikdash. So from this very famine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought great blessing to Yitzchak Avinu. So these are three short ideas, and then I'm going to share with you a few questions on the parsha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.